This is a special song dedicated to Jack Mangan, a.k.a. John Mangan. Fuck, fuck, fuck a duck and a kangaroo. Finger an orangutan, an orgy at the zoo.
No, that's not it. Word up, my peeps. This is Deadpan number 39. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. But you can call me the Salamanizer. So welcome to the Deadpan Podcast, released overnight on Wednesday, December 27th, 2006, but available for you to listen whenever you want. It's the beauty of podcasting. Deadpan is kind of the perfect fusion of convenience and pleasure. It's kind of like hooking your underwear around your ankle during sex for quick retrieval afterwards. This is going to be an interesting episode. Not necessarily a good one, I didn't say that, but interesting. It's being recorded and released in the very last week of 2006, so it's the last Deadpan podcast of 2006. I've made my thoughts known on the year 2006 in past podcasts, but we'll get more into that in a little bit. I have some content from outside contributors, but for the most part, it's just going to be kind of old school, kind of me just kicking it, flying solo, doing my thing. And so after this break, I'll come back and do something that I've really wanted to do on Deadpan since episode number one.
I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And we're from the Pod Culture Podcast and podculture.net.
When you're done here and you find yourself hungry for some more geeky goodness, head on over and check us out at podculture.net and at our forums located at bluegrassbrowncoats.net.
From A-plus shows to grade Z movies and everything else in between, like comics and video games, we'll be rambling on about whatever happens to be going on in our geek worlds.
With segments like What's in Your DVD Player, Brad's Rants, and Geek Cuisine, along with the occasional special musical guest, there's something for the geek in us all.
So let your geek flag fly and head on out to our little corner of the verse.
www.podculture.net.
Pod Culture. Equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.
Hi, this is Mark Forman, the Brooklyn Blues Man and reigning Shogun of Taiwan. I'm trying to be totally deadpan. I want to fit in, otherwise Jack won't let me on again. In any case, this is the Deadpan Podcast.
Alright, so this is seriously one of the lyrics that I had in mind when I started this mess, the stolen rap lyrics way back in the day. And it's actually been a little while since we've gotten any rap lyrics. We have gotten more 80s lyrics, and there are actually still more to come in this episode. But as I said, I'm going to do something a little bit old school with what I think are some of the greatest rap lyrics of all time, if not the greatest phrase ever in a rap song. Now, of course, I know no one likes Eminem, everyone hates him, he's this and that, but you just can't deny the sheer brilliance of the following lyrics. You know what, I guess I'm going to have to play a little bit of the music to set it up again. Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell his records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Jesus, sounds like something out of Deliverance at that speed. It's going to give Ned Beatty nightmares. All right, well, once again, this is more shit for me. This is, I guess some might even see this as a dumbass memory, but there's a pretty good earbud story I've got to tell about I was 16. I used my mom's credit card to get tickets to the Suicidal Tendencies show for my friends and I. And so we showed up at the club. It was the Fast Lane, which was this tiny little place down the Jersey Shore. And honestly, I don't even know if it's still there. And this was so long ago, I'm sure they can't get in trouble. I'm sure the bouncer involved was long gone. Anyway, so we get there, and I was 16. So the bouncer said to me, well, you can't get in. You know, this is 18 and over. Now, my friends were all 18, and I think one guy was even a little bit older. So, but the problem was that I had ordered the tickets, and I needed to go in to get the tickets. So we actually argued with the bouncer for a while, and he just wouldn't budge. So finally, you know, we kind of walked away, sort of in semi-defeat, and had to come up with some way for me to get inside and get the tickets so that we could go see the show. And so it just so happened there was another guy with us who looked nothing at all like me. Except he had black hair, I had brown hair, but really, that's just as close as it got. But he gave me his college ID, and we went right back up, and I handed my friend's college ID, my friend standing right next to me, I handed his ID to the bouncer for myself to prove that I was 18. And the bouncer just gave me this look like, I'm doing you a favor, you little shit. And he let me go by to everyone's complete and utter shock. So basically, I got inside and we got in to see Suicidal Tendencies. And you know what? Maybe the bouncer was right. I was definitely out of my league. Really skinny 16-year-old kid was basically getting bounced around like a rag doll by just giant skinheads and giant punks who were much, much stronger than me. That show just kicked my ass. It was a cool show. You know, one of my friends got Mike Muir's flannel. They were really great. I'm glad to say that I've seen them live. And let's see, I guess that must have been around 1990, because like I said, I distinctly remember being 16. But yeah, that was a cool experience. I survived. No injuries, just, you know, just beating around a little bit. No injuries, no bruises, just getting knocked about at 16. Now, of course, I mean, I'd been to lots of other thrash shows and, you know, heavy, heavy shows, and survived all of those pits unscathed. I mean, I'd seen Slayer, Overkill, Megadeth, Anthrax, you know, lots of heavy bands, but I guess for Suicidal, it got stepped up another notch. I somehow doubt that anything like that ever happened at an Air Supply concert.
Stolen from the 80s. I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. I should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I've been given. So I'm never going to dance again the way I danced with you. Wham! Careless Whisper. Double. Stolen from the 80s.
Hold on. I like black and white, dreaming of black and white. You like black and white. Run, run away. See chameleon lying there in the sun. All things to everyone. Run, run away. If you're in the swing, money ain't everything. If you're in the swing, run, run away. If you got a crush, don't beat about the bush. When I got a crush, run, run away. Oh now, can't you wait? Love don't come on a plate. Oh now, can't you wait? Run, run away. See there, chameleon, lying there in the sun. All things to everyone. Run, run away. That was Slade from 1984 with a song that you don't quite recognize until right now.
Time now for Word Misusage Theater. She used telekinesis to read my mind. That's how she learned that I was addicted to narcoleptics. I told her I'd stayed out too long in the rain. Then in the cold prestidigitation, I caught pneumatics. But she circumspected that I truly caught an FTD from having causal sectional intersection without wearing a condominium on my generic regalia. She then consorted with a psychotic median who read her tariff cards, told her to forgo about our relational, that she could anticipate meeting a wealthy elderberry gentileman, a divulgedly relishes octogenarian, although the psychiatrist was not certain of his proffered nomination. This new developmental infornicated me, and I made a solar vow to win back her heart. But first, I would have my revulsion on that Charlemagne, whose falsetto prophylactic had caustic my love to go awry. And now for a voicemail from Deadpan's most frequent contributor.
Hey, Deadpan. Yes, I'm calling my own voicemail line. Why is that? Because I'm stuck in traffic. Keep it Deadpan. Deadpan is the way. Now back to the show.
Yeah, I actually had recorded that in Arizona. I just haven't used it until now. But yeah, you can probably tell it just sounded much warmer. So anyway, speaking of things from Deadpan past, just as this one opened with an item from a Deadpan past. In episode 31, I played a Phil Rossi tune. However, I had neglected to change it from 48 to 44.1, which basically means that it sounded sluggish and slow, and he sounded terrain. It just didn't sound right. So here again in this episode, because Phil's a good guy and I inadvertently played a song the wrong way, is the proper speed for Bright Midnight by Phil Rossi.
Left us standing in the afternoon. Bright midnight, my only friend. Let us sway on the air, cross the avenue. Was it in love or in hate? That all depends. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, it's true that I love myself more than you sometimes. Always hit a sin, living in this world where all alone. Hell, if it weren't for me, I don't think I'd know where I'd be. Come on in, come on in. Come on in, come on in. It's true. Come on in. Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul... Too much emotion. Wow. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi. Nah, those should do it. All right.
I gotta be crazy!
This is crazy!
Quick story. So I remember I was at that age when, you know, you just flick light switches because you can and because that's intensely amusing. And I remember doing that and my mom scolding me and saying, hey, stop doing that. And then when, you know, when I asked why, being sassy, she didn't say, well, because, you know, that burns out the bulb too quickly and it's just, there are better things you could be doing with your time. She actually, this is where the crazy part comes in. She said, well, people outside might think you're trying to signal them by flicking the light switch. Right. Like, the neighbors are going to be taking out the garbage and you go, oh my god, the Mangans are flicking their lights. Something must be going on. It must be Morse code. Get a pencil. So, when I became a parent and my own kids were flicking the light switches, crazy enough, when I told them to stop and they asked why, I was almost tempted to say, because someone might think you're trying to signal them. But thankfully, I didn't.
I gotta be crazy!
This is crazy!
Okay, so no offense to all of my podcasting friends out there, which there are many, but I realize that I play a lot of the same promos over and over on Deadpan, so I wanted to play something absolutely new and unique that I've never played before. So I just went to Google and typed podcast promos, and I figured, let's see what comes up. The very first thing that came up was a site called Podcast Promos. And I scrolled down and found something for Chowder Radio. So no offense to Chowder Radio. I've never heard their show. No offense to Chowder Radio's enemies, if there are any. Never heard their show. Those of you who know me well, you know the way I am. I'm kind of a pod hermit. I don't really get to listen to many shows. But without further ado, here's a random promo I picked up. And actually, it sounds like a pretty good promo and sounds like a pretty decent show.
Are you tired of the same old podcasts? Are you looking for that something that will bring meaning to your boring, miserable life? A podcast that isn't full of bad jokes and mindless rantings. A show that will elevate your mind and fill you with the will to live. Yeah. Better keep looking. Instead, why don't you take an audio ride at Chowder Radio, where your host, Big Chowder, talks about life in California, travel, idiots in the news, a little new music mixed in, and whatever else crosses his stunted, undersized brain.
Did you realize that California actually has a law that bans animals from publicly mating in front of a bar? Who enforces that?
Well, I love a hedgehog as much as the next guy, but come on, isn't that a little bit too much?
Marijuana's bad.
So this is what I don't get.
If you've already seen two guys climb down into a public toilet cesspit and die, why would you go in there too?
Yeah, whatever. Point your browser to www.chowder-radio.com to listen to the latest show, leave comments, or do whatever it is you do when you are trying to kill time. It's a party for your ears. And everyone's invited.
So I have a confession to make. You know how you go to the diner and they totally fuck up your order? Well, I think that's what I've done. I have no idea if I have the standings right or not. I am ashamed. I'll tell you what I think they are, or what I have written down. I don't think this is right. Ditto in the lead with 4. Alvy and Retro have 3 apiece. Ed from Texas has 2. John Bowes, Sarah, and Jeremy from Seattle also have 2. J.R. Murdoch has 1, and Andrea has 1. I don't know if that's right or not. So, I think we need to do an investigation. I'll try and figure it out, and I'll try and fix this before episode 42. So anyway, in the meantime, those are the unofficial numbers. How's that? So let's get to the 4 comments for the week. First one, on December 21st, was from Sarah from Charleston. She said, "Thanks, Jessica. And I actually am really thrifty, ellipsis. I can make anything out of anything, for serious, ellipsis. Jack, I like to complain too, smiley face. I like to complain about how sucky Charleston is and how there are no single men here because the female-to-male ratio is like 3-1 in the summer and 5-1 during the school year, ellipsis. Ha, like I have a shot, ellipsis." Just a Joe said on December 22nd, "Alvy, alive, live a vile, valley, lie av ill, avail." That's all I got. Pretty good. John Bowes on December 24th said, "Hopefully you won't have found the checkout lines all the way back to the meat department, ellipsis." Alvy said, "Welcome, T-Tomb Raider, aw snap, mo swoonin', smiley face." So, let's see, that adds to the unofficial count. That puts Alvy in the tie with Ditto for 4 apiece. John Bowes climbs up to second place with 3. And so does Sarah. And Justa Joe is now on the board. Unofficially. I'm going to keep the phlegm. Not editing the phlegm out.
This is Dr. Zoidberg. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Alright, so outro babble time. So this is it for the year. So say it with me. Fuck 2006. Let's just hope that 2007 just will be better. I am a man on a mission for this year, or just not even for the year, just for life in general now. I've been to hell and back in the year 2006. And, I've seen myself and my professional focus and lots of things about me go ways I didn't really want them to go. As I talked about it before, you know, I think I was complaining too much. I was sort of a complaining addict, and I had to sort of kick the habit. And I'm working at it, man. You know, sometimes I get Jones for it and I need a fix, but I think I'm doing all right. And I think I'm fighting back and getting where I need to be. For those of you who followed my saga, I did get to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with my little ones. And you know, I've made a lot of hard choices about where to steer my life this year, but time spent with them justified it all. You know, all the hard decisions just made it all worth it to see them that happy. But anyway, I never meant for this podcast to be all about my personal shit. Never meant it to be a diary type of thing. But you know what, even at this point, even if that's what I wanted, it's about so much more now. It is about our community. It's about a bunch of friends getting together, making each other laugh, just creating an atmosphere for the exchange of ideas and jokes and acceptance. And it's just rocks. Oh, and curse words, too. And this is almost a silly question, but I assume that none of you guys mind the curse words, because I am pretty much... I have to acknowledge that I'm a fucking potty mouth. So anyway, I will address one real world event before we kick things off here and finish up with the music. It's that on Christmas Day, the world found out about the death of James Brown, so that techno song after all those years is finally accurate. And you know what? All we know in this world about anyone who's famous, is sort of what the media portrays them as. And all you ever really hear about James Brown, the man, is the drug abuse, you know, the abuse of his wife and the fights with his wife and the way he was a tyrant over his band members. But you know what? I mean, his music was so good. And also, you know, you hear about how he was just not smart at all, just kind of all these negative things. But you know what? Even if every one of them is true, not only did he perfect and really help to launch and create a type of music that has influenced every single other type of music out there. But, as I said, if all those media reports are true and all the things we've heard about him are true, then we've learned that, you know, a mean, overbearing, bullying idiot can still be a genius. And boy, I hope that didn't offend anyone. Anyway, so this next song is something called Spiral Staircase. It's an instrumental track of mine. It's actually a very rough recording. Not that thrilled with the sound quality, but, you know, doing the best I can. It's another living room studio recording. So, bearing that in mind, I think it turned out pretty good. So that's it. Happy New Year, Deadpan. Deadpan is the way. Let's kick 2007's ass together, as a community, as a bunch of friends. You know, I mean, look how far we've come in a short period of time. I think we're a tight-knit group. We're a bunch of good people. And the community grows and adds new, cool, good, strong, smart, vital people all the time. So you know what? My Wikipedia entries under Deadpan and under Jack Mangan may get deleted and removed constantly. But you know what? Fuck Wikipedia. We don't need them. We've got Deadpan. Deadpan is the way. All right, on the Spiral Staircase. I'm not going to do the... No, that's not it, joke. I already did that at the beginning. So here's the song. And next week, we turn 40. Peace out, y'all. Thank you.
The preceding program is part of the Farpoint Media family of podcasts. To find out more about Farpoint Media and the many other podcasts available, visit www.farpointmedia.net. A world of audio wonder awaits you there.